Blog Talk Radio.
Reason Talk Show today on Wednesday, March 17, 2021 at 7 p.m. on the East Coast and 4 p.m. here on the West Coast. So glad to be with you today. This is your host, Wayne Cooper. Glad that I could be here today. Just want to talk a little bit today about if America is a racist country. I mean, after all, that's all we hear, right? The new buzzword today is that everybody, at least every white person, is a white supremacist. And so, thus, America is a racist country. But I'm asking the question, if America is a racist country, why do we hear about so many people from different countries who want to come to our country? Like, why is that? I mean, we hear about over a million people want to come to our country every single year. And then I'm going to talk in a moment about how many people we actually permit to come into our country legally. But if you're paying attention now to our border, it is a complete mess already. Under the last administration, President Trump, we give him credit because he had the border under control. The border was under control. There was an agreement between the United States and Mexico that, unlike in previous administrations, that there was this thing called catch and release. And the way catch and release worked was that whenever we captured illegal immigrants, we would bring them to court, and then we would release them into our country. And of course, we would release them with the promise that they would report to their court date. And of course, we know what the outcome of that was, is that the vast majority of them never reported to their court date. And my research shows that most of those people, most of them, never had a legitimate case to begin with. So that being the situation, it just lets us know that, I mean, and listen, I don't want to beat people up because they want a better life. I often say to people President that, you know, we want to make sure that we have people who come into the country and come legally. That's what I'm about, okay? So I realize that America is a country that was founded upon immigration, but the way that you do it legally. And so that is the thing. And so the bottom line is that we want to talk about this today because, like I said, right now, that, you know, all we ever hear is America is a racist country. And so I'm asking the question again, that if America is a racist country, you know, why do over a million people come to our borders every single year? And so we want to examine that. And so again, I'm glad you could be here today. You know, it's a good subject because there's so much history, and I want to just give you some good information because I think that there's a lot of things that we don't know. Let me just go back, if you don't mind. I want to go back in history here. I think this is important because if we go back in history, we can see where this country, how far this country has come. Because I'm not going all the way back in terms of slavery and all of that, because I mean, I think we get it that our country is imperfect and we don't have a perfect past. So I think that we, you know, that we understand that, you know, that we've had some sins of the past. And so I'm not talking about that. All right. But I am talking about in more recent years. So, for example, if you were to go back to 1960, is the year after I was born, after, because I was born in 59. And in 1960, for example, we were still in segregation. So I was born in the, right in the middle of the civil rights struggle. So our country was really going through. And this is an important, I think, turn of events, because when, if you want to talk about polls, and when, in other words, when there was a poll or when people were asked their feelings about certain things, it was interesting to see what the results was. So in 1960, so the question was asked, would you ever vote for a black president? In 1960, 60% of the population, the American population, voted that they would never, under any circumstance, vote for a black president, okay? 60%, all right, 1960. But we know what happened in 2008, that we got our first black president, in the person, of course, President Barack Obama, and he served 8 years, okay? And so, and I think that's important because, you know, we need to understand that that was a major milestone, and it was a good milestone, and that changed a lot in our country, and that said a lot. You know, about the people in our country. Okay, so so I think that was a major turn of event. But if you go back to 1960, and if you believe, you know, what was then, you could have never believed, or you could have never hoped for, that you know, that we would ever have a black president. And so we saw that happen. And so that was that. Now, in 1958, so if you go back a year before I was born, here's another statistic. Only 4% of Americans approved marriage between blacks and white. And that number, at least the last statistic showing of what was the statistic in 2016, which is what, like 5 years ago now, only in 58, only 4% of Americans approve of marriage between blacks and white. And you remember in 58, that was illegal. And then in 2016, that number had increased in terms of approved, that increased to 87%. So think about that. 1958, only 4% of Americans approved of interracial marriage between blacks and whites. And then in 2016, that has significantly increased all the way up to 87%, okay? Now, in 1960, we're talking about 2 years later, there was only 1.6% of marriages between blacks and whites, all right? Only 1.6% of marriages were between blacks and whites. Now, that number, again, as of 2016, I'm sure it's just a little higher now, is now at 12% as of 2016, and it continues to rise, of course. So as you can see, even in that, you know, demographics things, we've seen. And so even now, of course, we have at least a woman of color who's, you know, a combination of Jamaican and Indian, Southeastern Indian. So at least we see the difference. So we're talking about this idea. So I mean, I'm just establishing some things. And the other thing is this, because I think this is really, really important here, because sometimes we don't understand. Now, I was mentioning earlier that we have approximately a million immigrants, and I'm talking about legally, that we will permit to come into our country. So we're talking about people who, like you hear the phrase sometimes, of those who have waited in line. So people who have waited in line, and we're talking about people who are lawfully permanent residents. So in other words, green card holders, all right? So America permits about 1 million immigrants, like I say, lawful people, right? Those who waited in line, who did it the right way. Now, what is important is this. We have over 1 million people each year that comes to our borders. Now, here's what you don't hear, that the vast majority of the immigrants that comes to our borders are from the sub-Saharan African countries, okay? I can go all the way back. You can go all the way back to like 65 years. 65 years. You can go back from the 1960s, 70, 80, 90, 2000, 2015. You can see the increase where of all the countries in the world I'm talking about, that the vast majority of the immigrants that comes to our shores, that comes to our borders, are from the sub-Saharan African countries. And we know that the vast majority of those countries are dark-skinned people, okay? Dark-skinned people, without a doubt, all right? So those people come looking for a better life for themselves and their families, all right? And they do it because they believe that America is the ideal place for such a vision and for such an endeavor, all right? So when we hear people talk about how racist America is and all of that, you know, let me just tell you, I believe that America is a great country. Now, listen, do I think that America is perfect? Do I think that there are no, you know, racist people? Well, of course there are racist people in America. Of course there are, just like there are in every country, okay? Now, let me just back up because, you know, I'm just reading some of my notes that I did to prepare for this show because I want you to see, you know, just some of the statistics in terms of the increase. So we're talking about sub-Saharan African countries. So if you go back to the fiscal year of 1960, in terms of the main, we're talking about the main source of countries or regions of immigrant populations, right? So in 1960, we're talking about people who came to our shores. We're talking about, in 1960, 13,696 persons, right? Then, 10 years later, 1970, we saw the increase of that to 47,747,000 persons, okay? Now, 10 years later, 1980, we saw that increase 129,946. Then when the 90s hit, So 1990, right? That was a good decade, 1990s. Remember we said the year, it was the decade of the 90s. A lot of things changed. A lot of progressive things happened, right? And in 1990, 264,775 people from the sub-Saharan African countries came to American shores. But wait a minute, then we had a change because the 2000s began. So in the year of 2000, and remember, a whole lot of things was supposed to have changed. Remember, we were preparing for things to happen on our computers because we were told that, like the numbers wasn't prepared. And we was, in essence, we thought that the world was coming to an end. And so a lot of things, 2000, a lot of people said, oh, we're not prepared for it. But in the meantime, there were people trying to get out of places that they didn't want to be, because in 2000, we saw a major increase from the sub-Saharan African nation. So we're talking about from 1990 to 2000, 690,809 persons, okay? We saw that it was increased from 264,775 to 690,809 in 2000. But wait a minute. So then 10 years later, so we're talking about a decade later, in 2010, we saw that increase from 690,809 to 1,326,634 persons that came to our shores. Now, the last count that's at least on record, when we're talking about the Migration Policy Institute, is where I'm getting my data from. So if you want to look that up and fact check me, you can. I encourage that. That's the source, the Migration Policy Institute. And in fact, they cover other countries like South and East Asia, Central America, Mexico, South America, Europe and Canada, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and of course, the Sub-Saharan Africa. Now, in 2015, that jumped all the way up. It went from 1,326,634 to 1,716,425 persons. So we're talking about people, primarily black people, dark-skinned people from the sub-Saharan African countries or nations made their way, all right, to America, okay? Made their way to America. So I'm asking the question. If America is such a racist country, why in the world did all of those people from these sub-Saharan countries during all those years trying to make their way to our borders, all those years, 65 years of information that I gave you? And listen, let's be clear here. A lot of people still do that. And you know something? They don't all make it to our shores. Some of them die in the process. You know, you think about people coming from Cuba, other dark-skinned people, right? Some of those people come on boats. Sometimes the boats are not secure. And when they're out in that water, in that ocean, sometimes the boat, capsized. And next thing you know, you're talking about people drowning. You're talking about shark-infested waters. And sometimes people never make it to our shores. You're talking about people from African countries where they get shot and killed by their own people, because their people don't want them to leave their countries. And yet these people are so desperate to get to America because they just believe that, hey, if I can make it to American shores, that my life is going to significantly improve. And so if America is such a racist country, I ask the question again, why do millions come to our borders every year? Now, I want to also address something else, because in answering that question, this is what a lot of people in America, and I'm talking about people, I don't care what your ethnic group is. I don't care if you're a black person, a Caucasian person, Asian, Latino, Hispanic. I don't care who you are. There's a lot of information that we don't get, and we don't get it on purpose because there are information that people don't want us to know. And the reason they don't want us to know it because they want to keep us in the dark about things. But listen, because I'm thinking that maybe there's somebody out there asking or saying to themselves, my goodness, if that many people, you're talking about 1.7 million people coming from sub-Saharan African countries trying to get to America, why in the world are they doing that? Well, for example, did you know in the country of Ghana, and not only Ghana, but I'm talking about I'm going to talk about the whole African continent, that there are over, at least as of last year, so I don't know what's happened in 2021. I haven't diligently researched that yet, but as of 2020, because we're still new in 2021, so obviously the data is not out yet, but in 2020, do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that there are over 700,000 slaves in the continent of Africa? And guess what? They are primarily slaves to other blacks. All right? Now, that's what you don't hear. For example, did you know that there are child soldiers? Okay, I'm talking about underage soldiers who are in the military. Did you know that there are child human sex slaves? I'm talking about to other black people. I'm not talking about to the white man here. I'm talking about to other black people who are selling their children into the sex slave industry, if you call it that. For example, did you know that there are well over 20 and perhaps more, but again, I'm going by the 20,000. In fact, CNN, of all of the cable news, they did a special last year. You can look it up on CNN News. They did a special last year in Ghana. This was taking place in Ghana. Ghana is a tourist place, and in fact, that's where a lot of the slave boats left from, right? If you know a little bit about the history, and there are over 20,000 children, listen to this, who are slaves to support the fishing industry. And guess what? They are not only slaves to the fishing industry, but let me tell you how vicious the slave owners are. These are black people we're talking about. And a young boy was speaking, right? He was so afraid, so fearful to even speak about it. But on CNN, he testified that to be a slave in the fishing industry was no piece of cake. Because if you got caught eating any of the fish that you actually helped to catch, that you would be beaten mercilessly. You would be beaten so mercilessly, senselessly, that you would even wish that you had never been born. This is what a young boy testified to, okay, on CNN. And in fact, let me tell you where it was. It was along Lake Volta there in Ghana, okay. And so it was a sad commentary to hear this kid give this testimony. And so on the continent of Africa, there are over 700,000 slaves, primarily to black people, not to white people, but to black people. And so if you wonder why there are black people and dark-skinned people are trying to leave these sub-Saharan African countries to come to America, because they realize that in America, they're going to be treated far better than they ever would be in Africa. So let me say something to you. You know, America has had some history. We know that. But even today, there's a lot of information that we don't like to admit to. We just don't like to admit to. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, for example, with black men and the police. And so we talk as if, you know, that the police in America, that all that the police does is hunt down black men to shoot and kill them. And nothing can be further from the truth, because if you are to look at the FBI, the CDC statistics, it would refute that. It would refute that, okay? Is that more white men are killed by the police, okay, than black men are, okay? And so we need to understand that. And so to say otherwise is simply not the truth. Now, and when you consider, listen, that while we make up 12 to 13% of the population, is that we commit over 50% of the crime. So when you consider that, all right, and so statistically speaking, that we have to tell the truth here, is that police do not wake up every day to see how they can kill black men, okay? That is simply not the truth, and the data doesn't bear that out, okay? My goal is to be a voice of reason. I want to speak the truth. I want to be fair to people, okay? And yes, there have been, black men have been killed by the police. And some of the killings, many of the killings have been unjust. You have no argument from me, okay? There have been plenty of black men who have been killed unjustly. There's no question about that. But to say that that is a daily or that is a normal occurrence, that would be untrue. Now, I'll tell you what is more true than the former, and that is when black men take it upon themselves to kill other black men. So if you're into statistics, you will find that it is highly more likely that a black man in America will be murdered at the hands of another black man than he will be at the hands of a police officer. There's no question about that. So when we look at cities in America, our large cities, when we look at, you know, our Chicago's, our Baltimore's, our St. Louis, our Cleveland's, you know, all of those, our Los Angeles, our Compton's, all of our big cities, Miami and others, we're going to see statistically, even though we are much smaller population, we're going to see a higher rate of crime with black men killing and murdering other black men than we will see cops killing black men. Okay? And so I just want the truth to be told. America is imperfect. America has a lot of improvement to do. And yes, there are people, individuals, who are racist people who still need to grow and to get out of the thinking that they have. Okay, that part I have no argument with. But I'm talking about as a nation, as a country, anybody from any ethnic group, you can be who and what you want to be if you do it the right way. If you work hard, if you're disciplined, if you are law-abiding, nothing or no one can stop you from being the person that you set out to be. And I know that because I have lived the life by the grace of God. And so until the next time, this is the Voice of Reason Talk Show with your host, Wayne Cooper. Take care, and we'll see you again.